Sally was at the wheel well, looking down on the town when McQueen appeared beside her. He was decked out in his full Radiator Springs paint and stickers. "Ka-chow," he said. They both laughed.
"Just passing through?" Sally asked.
"Actually," McQueen said, keeping his voice casual, "I thought I'd stop and stay a while." He leaned toward Sally.
"I hear this place is back on the map," he said in a confidential whisper.
Sally gave him a dubious look.
"It is?"
"Yeah. There's a rumor floating around that some hotshot Piston Cup race car is setting up his big racing headquarters here," McQueen replied. Sally's eyes widened.
"Really?"
she asked, then caught herself.
"Oh, well," she said, playing it cool. "There goes the town."
"You know," McQueen whispered, "I really missed you, Sally." The race car leaned closer to her.
"McQueen and Sally, park beneath a tree," Mater shouted as the helicopter flew past. "K-I-S-S, I-N-T.
"Great timing, Mater,"
McQueen shouted. He looked at Sally.
"He's my best friend," he explained with a shrug. "What are you going to do?"
"So, Stickers," Sally said, giving him a playful grin. "Last one to Flo's buys?"
"I don't know. Why don't we just take a drive?" McQueen suggested.
Sally's eyes twinkled.
"Nah."
Then she suddenly took off down the mountain.
"Yeah,"
McQueen shouted as he took off after her.
"Ka-chow!"
This concludes the reading of Cars, adapted by Lisa Papadimitriou. Copyright 2006 by Disney Enterprises Incorporated, Pixar. This book was read by Grover Gardner. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with Disney Press and was produced in 2018 by Blackstone Publishing. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Publishing. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.downpour.com. Thank you.